The nature of our minds is quite amazing. In fact, in the Tibetan tradition, the word that's used often to describe our mind, the word is emaho, how amazing. And what I was thinking about in terms of amazing this morning was that our mind has a capacity to both be very detailed, microscopic, where we can actually almost experience ourselves, observe ourselves in almost an atomic way, to see how what starts from a distance, as I spoke about last night, from a distant proximity, seems very gross and solid. When we get really close, things begin to show their changing, more atomic nature. And then we can actually realize the nature of our minds and bodies just with our own careful attention. And the effect over the time of the retreat of using an aspect of our mind called vitaka, a kind of the ability to go from a undifferentiated, open, just being aware, to then gathering our attention to an anchor or to whatever the presently arising object is. The effect of that gathering and sustaining again and again brings with it a feeling of comfort, brings with it a feeling of sometimes rapture, a kind of intense interest, and brings with it this feeling of stillness, of one-pointedness. And a paradoxical thing happens. The more we gather and narrow to this single point, which is called ekkagata, and that the deeper meaning of the word ekkagata is the one point that includes everything. So paradoxically, we gather and sustain, and then as we go along, sometimes we start to feel quite vacuous and spacious. Not because we tried to be spacious, but because the sense of feeling so separateness apart from the flow of life begins to melt away, and we just start to feel that sense of maybe there's no inside, maybe there's no outside. We can begin to explore and even have it feel a little more stable, the very nature of our mind itself. And so this practice this morning is about just enhancing both the experience of the nature of our mind, as well to be able to rest a little bit more easily in that capacity to meet each thing equally, to what Aaron offered yesterday as choiceless awareness. So for this one, it's a little bit slightly more directed than yesterday, but it's helpful if you have a posture that can stay somewhat gently still and relaxed. And if there is room, I would say, even if you need to, feel free to go onto your back. Doesn't look like that's an easy way of doing that, but once you've found a place of ease and balance and a gentle stillness, you can feel as though your body can let go and just melt into the openness, like a block of ice that's been left out in the sun. Like you to imagine or sense or feel your mind to be like a clear, empty sky without limits. And begin by being aware of the different sounds that are heard. the sounds in the room. Sound of my voice, the sound of silence. Let all the sounds, loud and soft, arise and fade without naming them or judging them, simply hearing or listening. Sounds come and go. The mind is like space. The sounds arise in that space and they pass away. Make no effort to hear the sounds. Let the sounds arise and let listening happen by itself. In that clear, open, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind, once again become aware of physical sensations. Like points of feeling or stars flickering in an evening sky. In our immediate and direct perception, there's no head, no shoulders, no back, no front, no arms or legs, just points of sensation flickering like stars in the sky. Sounds, sensations. There's no inside or outside. Just these appearances, rising, flickering, changing, in that vast, welcoming, sky-like nature of the heart-mind. Allow the attention to remain perfectly still, allowing the sounds and the sensations to appear and disappear in the open stillness of mind. There is no head, no neck, no shoulders, no arms or legs. Just points of sensation, flickering like stars in a vast evening sky. The mind remaining perfectly still. Immovable, not the slightest movement toward or away from any experience. The mind essence is motionless. Clear, transparent, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind. It's home. Rest in that natural, great peace. Rest your weary mind in this natural openness. Be aware of thoughts and images like clouds floating through a windy sky. The thoughts like clouds have no roots. No home. Sometimes described as like a footprint of a bird in emptiness. Rising, vanishing, making no impact on the vast, impartial, welcoming, sky-like nature of the mind. The sky-like nature of the mind is soft and steady, perfectly still. No reaching for, pushing away any experience. Allowing the sounds, the sensations, the thoughts and images to arise and pass by themselves. In the great openness of mind. Thank you. There is no inside or outside, only sounds, sensations, thoughts and images rising, fading, making no impact on the immovable, welcoming, sky-like nature of the heart-mind. The nature of mind is self-knowing, so look within the nature of the mind. It's clear, invisible like open space. Look within your own mind. Clear, empty, not made of anything. Shining, yet black, containing all experience, but not limited by it. Free. How boundless and free is the sky of awareness. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. It's home. Rest in this natural great peace. Sounds, sensations, there are no arms or legs, head or shoulders, just points of sensation flickering like stars in a vast evening sky. No inside or outside. Remaining still. Be the stillness. Rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. Be aware. again, look within the nature of the mind. Clear. Open. Not made of anything. Shining. Containing all experience, but not limited or bound by it. Free. Unconfined. Unconditioned. Home. Rest. In the sky-like nature of the mind. Rest your weary mind in this natural great peace. Rest in natural great peace, this exhausted mind. Rest in the state of being aware. Free and unconfined. Allowing the sounds, the sensations, the thoughts and images to arise and fade by themselves in this vast, welcoming openness. It has no height, no depth, no color, form, no inside or outside, free. It's this sky-like nature of the mind, it's home. the next bells in several minutes will mark the end of the sitting, rest in the sky-like nature of the mind. Be aware, be free. Hold on to nothing. Stop meditating, just be aware. Just a few minutes, a few things to say about this before we take a few minutes of questions or comments. This is actually just meant to introduce us to the, or to help us get to know a little bit more the capacity of our mind to be a lot more spacious than we know, vacuous. And there's often the perception that we have no space, and we often are stuck in a kind of view that our mind is between our ears, which no one's ever seen one there. And that's just an idea that actually limits us to the openness that's always available. So just in a, as a way, a different way of perception, just the sense that everything in here is within your mind. I'm within your mind, and everybody here is within your mind. And you may wonder how everybody got in here, but here we are. But to just know that there's space, and I think it's important in our life in general when we feel like we don't have enough room. And another thing, two things. One, our mind is not the sky. It's a metaphor. Our mind is sky-like in that it's impartial, it's open. It has no limits. But it's so much different than the sky, in that it has the one special ingredient that makes it Emma Home, makes it how amazing, which is the fact that it's aware. And because it's aware, there's love, there's compassion, there's skillfulness, there's intelligence, there's responsiveness, you know, compassion. And the more unfurled our mind is, we tend to notice things more and then care more. But our mind is not the sky. That's just a metaphor. And if all that space seems too much, we couldn't even do this practice if it wasn't for this body. We can always rely on the, at least as long as we're alive, or rely on the anchor of the body, of that coming back to that single point where it helps us connect with everything anyway. Feel much more disconnected from this space of things when we're disconnected from our body. So it's again a paradox. Come back to your body, you'll feel more open. And there are many metaphors that are used for the nature of our mind. Unshakable like a mountain, lucid like a crystal. The Advaita tradition, the boundless ocean. This way and that, the world moves the way it will, but I'm not shaken. I'm the unbounded deep. Or as my namesake, Leonard Cohen, although his is spelled wrong, he said, if you don't become the ocean, you'll be seasick every day. So anyway, feel free to use that, and always remember it depends on this body. Any questions, comments this morning? Questions about your practice? All the way in the very back. Oh, Tom, are you going to ask?
So, as... as we're coming towards an end, my ego has been speaking to me like a gluttonous pig, just excited about the fact that we're going back to the real world and itching to get sucked in.
How exciting.
I guess I'm just asking any of you advice for continuing practice once we get home.
Thank you for the question, and I'm going to decline to answer right now because this evening and tomorrow morning we will devote almost everything to the to both the process and the ability to try to stay awake in our daily life. So in the meantime, today, this is our last full day of practice, and you have planted a lot of seeds and built up a lot of momentum, so really take advantage of it. Savor the fruits. In fact, when you walk today, just notice how much more stability you have to be able to just unfurl your mind and take in the sense experience or in and around you. And just stay with the practice. That's the most important thing. And we will hopefully gradually wean you from this form and perhaps see how that transition can be quite seamless. So, or not. Please, right there.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
I'm Joanna. Practicing yesterday with the choiceless awareness, I realized it's kind of easier for me to stay curious. And for me, attention comes with curiosity. But it's really harder with the anchor point. I can be curious just so much time with just one point, and then, like yesterday, Erin was talking about the breathing, how it changes all the time. I kind of can't see that. It's so if you have any suggestion how to work with an anchor point.
How to work with the anchor point.
How to bring curiosity, sustained curiosity to the anchor point.
Well, curiosity ebbs and flows. The anchor point is really, it's a wonderful way of harmonizing our mind and body. And we can realize the Dharma. You can actually notice the nature of change, the nature of the selflessness of the breath, the way the breath breathes itself, and we can have a lot of insight into the nature of reality if you want to bring that kind of curiosity. But it also functions, as we've said, really in support of being able to have enough stability, enough harmony to be able to notice everything else. So if it stops being the predominant object and it becomes less compelling, and if you feel a certain degree of stability already, then it's not necessary to continue to use the anchor. It's not the be-all and end-all. So I don't know if that speaks to your question, but I think every temperament is different, and it may be you may find at some point if you need to arouse a little bit more interest, you may want to intentionally shift the anchor to perhaps the whole body breathing or the rise and fall of the chest or belly. Not to the point where you get into a conversation, where should I pay attention to it now? Otherwise, you'll be thinking about it. But if you just gently shift to another spot and then make that home base for a while and see if that freshens your interest some. But really think of it in service of being able to then accommodate and notice other experiences. Not really exclusive.
Thank you.
Thank you. One more, please. Avery? Oh, right in the black t-shirt, Avery. Right in the middle, the heart of the room. He is the heart of the room.
I noticed myself...
You have to speak up a little louder.
I noticed myself flinch in like every like emotion I feel or sensation.
Did you say flinching?
Yeah, flinching, like scared in some sort. And like I kind of pull myself back.
You say pull yourself... Yes, I get it.
Is there anything like to do with that, or is it just time?
Well, in terms of meditative awareness or mindfulness, it's just flinching. Because it's not, we're not trying to get to the end of flinching.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be glib about that. It's often when we're on the threshold of different kinds of letting go or new terrain or comfortable terrain or different terrain, there is flinching. There's all, our fear body kicks in very, and you don't even need to think of it as a fear body. Just notice it as flinching. The practice, the process has a certain integrity to it. And if we start paying attention to it or waiting for it to stop flinching, that creates its own tension, and that's what the Buddha described as dukkha, as relying on conditional happiness. I'll be happy when it goes away. I'm unhappy now. And so we don't want to get into that game at all of waiting for something to heal and become more just flinching and explore the experience of flinching. It really is exactly what is. I love the teaching from Ute Janiya, who said, whatever you're experiencing right now is the right experience. If we could all just let that sink into our being, and especially right because you're noticing it. So perfect. So, congratulations. I know that may not be a satisfying answer, but we have a wonderful day of practice, and we have a few announcements. We'd like to, if you hadn't noticed the schedule, we'd like everyone to attend the 4:30 session where there's some comments about the ending of the retreat. The 2:30 sitting will not have the guided metta today. We really want you to marinate in the silence today and let yourself really cook and enjoy and savor, but really link everything together in kind of seamless attention. And also at 5:45 this evening, the lower walking hall Karuna will be closing for a group. Some other group that's going to be downstairs. So that's at 5:45 this evening. Otherwise, just have a great day of practice, and we'll continue to see you through the day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.